can't wait to go bow hunting. I have been practicing, but I still miss the bullseye a lot.
Missing the bullseye is tough, but guess what? We all miss the mark sometimes. Have you ever tried to shoot a bow and arrow? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Just like missing the target when you're bow hunting, we miss the mark with God too. That's what sin is, after all. It's failing to meet God's perfect standard. The Apostle Paul wrote this in Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our story today is called Hitting the Mark, Part 1. I'm so excited for deer season this year. Ellis could hardly contain himself as he and his dad walked from the house out to their big backyard. His dad chuckled. I remember the day I was old enough to go hunting. I was probably jumping up and down like you. Ellis and Dad had just gotten back from the bow shop, and Ellis wanted to test out his new arrows before the big day. He quickly got out his bow, knocked his arrow, drew back, and let the arrow fly toward the target. Whoosh! He let out a disappointed grunt when he saw that his arrow didn't even come close to the bullseye. Whoa, easy, Ellis. Remember what I taught you, said Dad. Put your feet in the right stance. Good, good. Now, draw back slowly. Bend your arm. That's it. Now, find your anchor. Bring your index finger to the corner of your mouth. Good. Now, take your breath. Breathe. Whoosh! That was much better, Ellis. Ellis smiled. Thanks, Dad. I still didn't hit the bullseye, though. Well, getting a bullseye is never easy, even with practice. Dad gave Ellis a thoughtful look. You know, this reminds me of something. What if I told you that in order to get into heaven, you had to hit that bullseye 100 times in a row and never miss? Ellis scrunched his eyebrows. Dad, that would be impossible. You're right, said Dad. It would be impossible. You would have to have a perfect record, and there's nobody in the world who's lived a perfect life except Jesus. The word sin means to miss the mark, and the mark is perfection. Because we're sinners, God knew we would never be able to hit the mark ourselves. That's why he sent his perfect son to pay the price for our sins so we wouldn't have to. Ellis thought for a moment. So God forgives us and accepts us because Jesus hit the mark, not because of what we have done? Right, said Dad. By living a perfect life and dying for our sins, Jesus hit the bullseye for us so we could have eternal life with him. He nodded to the bow in Ellis's hands. Now, let's see what else you got. How about you? Are you missing the mark of perfection in your life? You're not alone. No one is perfect. We've all failed to meet the requirements to enter heaven. But when Jesus died for our sins, he hit the mark for us. The only way to be accepted by God and have eternal life is by trusting in Jesus. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Romans 3:23.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
And our key thought for today, only Jesus is perfect. I'm glad I could spend some time with you reading the Keys for Kids story. If you like the stories, now you can read them on your own by going to the Keys for Kids app. Just ask one of your grown-ups to search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Sign up for a Keys for Kids unlimited account and you can go back in time and find every story from the past. Plus, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids radio. And you'll even be able to discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.